This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signalling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. The Calcutta High Court rejected the plea of NIA investigation into the violence over the protest against Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad district. The division bench of Justices Shomen Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary of the Calcutta High Court ordered that the central forces would remain deployed in the tension-hit areas of the Murshidabad district, but the court rejected the plea for NIA investigation into the violence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the inclusion of the Gita and Natya Shastra in UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is a global recognition of India's timeless wisdom and rich culture. He added that the Gita and Natya Shastra have nurtured civilization and consciousness for centuries, and their insights continue to inspire the world. World Heritage Day is being celebrated today across the globe. It is also called the International Day for Monuments and Sites. This year, the theme is Heritage Under Threat from Disaster and Conflicts. Our correspondent reports that this day is celebrated every year on the 18th of April to honour and protect cultural and natural heritage. Wanted gangster Harpreet Singh, alias Happy Pasia, who reportedly plotted 14 terrorist attacks in Punjab, has been detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the US. He was also wanted by India's premier anti-terror body, the National Investigation Agency, NIA. Earlier this year, NIA had announced a reward of 5 lakh rupees on Pasia over his alleged involvement in grenade attacks on a house in Chandigarh and police stations in Punjab. Pasia, a close associate of Pakistan-based gangster-turned-terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda, has been involved in several terrorist activities in Punjab. U.S. airstrikes on a fuel port in western Yemen yesterday killed at least 38 workers and injured more than 100, Houthi-run Al Masira TV reported. U.S. Central Command said strikes targeted the Ras Isa oil facility in Hodeidah province, aiming to disrupt Houthi revenue sources and was not intended to harm the people of Yemen. The Houthi Health Ministry said the victims were civilian workers. The U.S. has struck multiple Houthi sites since mid-March amid ongoing missile and drone attacks by the group on Red Sea shipping and Israel. Despite heavy bombardment, the group's top leadership and many launch sites remain operational. Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary. Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection, and spiritual devotion. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Today is also the Prakash Parb of the ninth Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, born in Amritsar in 1621. He was the youngest son of the sixth Sikh Guru, Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Known as a principled and fearless warrior, he was a learned spiritual scholar and a poet. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions in Rajasthan today. According to IMD, hot and humid conditions are predicted over Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada over the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall and snowfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Mumbai Indians defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And with that, we end this news bulletin.